Call the business meeting to order. We'll start with approval of the budget and plan of service for FY15. I would take a motion from the members. I have a second. Are there any questions related to the budget or plan of service? Will was the first, Deb was the second. Any other questions? All right, all in favor of the plan of service and budget for FY15, signify by saying aye. All opposed? Any abstentions? All right, it passes. Next, we'll approve the bylaw changes as presented by Greg. Can I have a motion, please, from the floor? All right, can I have a second? Second? Any further discussion? Questions? I didn't see the first. Who was the first? Your name, please. I'm sorry? Karen Tobin was the first, Betty, and Margo was the second. Any other questions? All in favor of the changes for the bylaws, please signify by saying aye. All opposed? Abstentions? So moved. All right, next I'd like to invite Deborah Kelsey up to chair of the nominations committee to go over the list of candidates for next year's board.
Good morning. The slate that we would like you to vote upon is on page 13 on the agendas that are on the table. I just wanted to let you know that the executive board is a 15-member board that is as broadly representative of our membership, meaning by geography, by size, and by library type. The board turns one-third over every year, so you are voting for 5 new members to assume the positions of the outgoing board members. This is also an unusual year because this is the first year in which those people who worked on the transition and the beginning of MLS will be migrating off the board. So it'll be a completely new entity and hopefully less of the old and new mix. So with that, are there any other additions or changes to the slate as presented? Okay, may I have a motion to accept this? Patrick? Okay, may I have a second? Thank you. Adam? Will, excuse me. All in favor of the slate as presented, please say aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody.
All right. Another matter that we slipped the beginning is we need to approve last year's minutes from the annual meeting of 2012. So if I could have a motion to approve the minutes from the annual meeting of last year. So moved. Can I have a second? Thank you, Tim. Can I have a second? Thanks, Deb. Any questions? I know we all remember that well. All right, all in favor of the approval of the minutes from the 2012 meeting, say aye. Any opposed? Abstentions? All right. All right, looks like we've covered everything. I want to thank you again for coming, and we'll adjourn the business meeting portion of today, and I'll turn it back over to Greg.
Well, thanks, everyone. The next item on the agenda is the report from the Massachusetts Board of Library Commissioners, and I wanted to invite Diane Cardy, Acting Director of the Board of Library Commissioners, to join us to provide greetings to you for this report. Diane has done the lion's share of her, or a lion's share of work acting director for the past many months, I guess, longer than we were expecting. But I'll let her come up right now and provide greetings to you. Thank you for all you've done before and after becoming acting director, Diane.
My glasses on. Thank you, Greg. And I want to welcome everyone here. It's great to see you all, members of MLS, members of the staff of the MBLC, commissioners, and all the member libraries. Great to see you all here. So, the Board of Library Commissioners, right now we're entering into the budget season. So that's the big thing for us right now. And there are several things that are interconnected with this. The biggest thing you heard Greg mention, the e-book pilot project that was being funded with a federal grant from the Board of Library Commissioners. And what, as we move forward, the legislative agenda, which is the piece that explains and supports the fiscal 2015 budget as we move ahead. The two line items that are supporting the e-book pilot as it goes ahead and in the future of the project for e-content, the two line items that are going to support this are the state aid to public libraries line, with an increase that would allow libraries an on-ramp to the program as it moves forward. And we do believe it will be a positive project and will move forward. And the other line is the technology line that will support the e-content piece of that. The state aid to public libraries is the local piece for that. That really is the bulk of what we have been doing right this moment in time. Frank Murphy, who is the chair of the Board of Library Commissioners, I would like to welcome him up to speak to another few pieces of work that the agency has been doing.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me back there? Good. As long as I stay with the mic, you can hear me. Addition to what Diane has said, the board, as a board and as an overseer of state activities, including MLS, is very happy to be here today en masse, and also very happy to extend the best hopes that the MLS activities as described, the people involved who were very well decked out. And by the way, I looked for Greg, and I didn't see Greg behind any masks there, but and the Halloween outfits. But nonetheless, we are very proud in the sense of having to do the regional number of regions down to one region as to the success that's occurred over the last few years. It's really been wonderful. And I'm sure the legislature had in mind when they first initiated that drastic cut that caused it that somehow there would be savings of money and all. Well, that certainly was true. When you go from 13 or 14 million to 8 or 9 million, that has to be true. But the amount of success measured in any proportional sense from prior to now is incredibly in favor of the work that Greg, Carolyn and other folks at MLS have put in the last few years. They really deserve a lot of credit, and they have been very instrumental, that is the MLS folks, Deb primarily, Deb Hoadley, in the e-pilot program, which is one of the things that everyone is hoping will begin to close the gap a little bit, which in the last year through into this year, we've called the digital gap or the digital divide, because technology is coming faster than anyone expected and anyone could anticipate. And that's caused a lot of catch-up to have to be talked about and attempted in terms of recognizing the terrifically overwhelming expectation of how much is this going to cost us when it finally settles down. The major part of it, which you all know, and I don't need to describe to you, but the major part of it is almost as bad as the federal situation in Washington. And that is the publishers, the producers, the writers. It's going to be a while before they finally get their game together. And so what all one can do in the general sense of trying to anticipate what that's going to look like is hope that it doesn't get too bad financially or too difficult in terms of restrictions and limitations, and try to figure out what one can do at the local level, local meaning state level or below, in order to get some hands-on awareness, some expectation of what's good and what's not good by experimenting a little bit. And that's what the e-pilot program is going to be. It isn't that we are going to solve all problems in the next year or two, in part because we don't know what those problems are until they descend on us. But the rest of it is we can get a better feel across the state, and MLS is a key figure in that. The resource sharing committee, of which I was a part, spent 6 to 9 months looking at the problem and decided a pilot was a good idea, and then made a very good decision, which was to have the pilot put in the hands of the MLS folks, who certainly know and have some direct experience in how to acquire content, how to build many systems. Look at the delivery system that came out of the regions, and that was a success by any order of magnitude. So having said all those things, let me just summarize a little bit, because other people have touched on other important things already. There was an important meeting, annual meeting, also this weekend. It was on Saturday, and also in Worcester, it turns out. And it was the meeting of the Mass Friends of Libraries and the Mass Library Trustees. Now, I have to tell you a little bit of background in order to make this a little clearer as to what the challenge is all about. But much like you heard from both Greg and Diane and other, you'll hear also from other speakers today, the challenge is to turn the expressed and, I believe, real love of libraries in the part of not only the administration, but the legislative budget folks. That is, the legislators themselves truly, in my personal opinion, weigh their priorities like everybody has to. Look at the amount of money that's available in the state, which is obviously a governing factor in how much you put in the budget. You don't want to put too much in, obviously, and you have to scale it to priorities. And I really believe the legislators do, in a very broad general sense, like the libraries, want to keep libraries whole, but they have priorities. And those priorities right now, according to the Library Caucus, and let me just briefly explain to you what the Library Caucus is. About 4 to 5 years ago, the legislators in the library who really believe libraries in the legislature, I should say, who really believe that libraries were important, formed a caucus. And I think you all have a sense of what a caucus is. It's a group that believes in certain things. Right now, I think there are somewhere over 60 representatives and probably maybe up to a 24 is the right number of senators who are members of that caucus. The leader of the caucus is a legislator who I hesitate not a moment in saying is a real believer and is a real shaker and mover for library purposes, and that's Representative Kate Hogan in the Stowe-Acton region. She has done a marvelous job of not only getting the caucus, which you can relate to the joke about herding squirrels. You need to get them together and pull in one direction if at all possible. She's done that very well, and she's our main advisor in terms of what we do in our legislative agenda, how we do it, and when we time it. All right, having given you that background, there is a Red Sox Nation equivalent, which I reminded the friends and the trustees about on Saturday. About 3 to 4 years ago also, Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray, who is a Worcester person from origin and a very strong supporter of the Worcester Library, he spoke to the friends and the trustees, and I was there. And it was amazing because it was right after the second triumph of the Red Sox, to make the Red Sox Nation almost feverish. Well, it's back to the fever pitch right now. And what Tim Murray did in his very, very astute way of looking at seeing things, he looked at the numbers given him And he said, is it really true that there are 60,000 plus friends registered in Massachusetts? And the answer is yes. And there are somewhere 2,500 to 3,000 trustees registered in Massachusetts in the associations. And so he put the term Library Nation on that, and he's absolutely right. Our talent challenge is to motivate that Library Nation to do something, and I gave them a challenge on Saturday. Hopefully they'll get a step up to it a little bit. And that is to do maybe on a regional basis what we in my trustee library in Arlington have done for a few years now with some success. And that is talk to your legislators. Well, it's easy to say. One of the people on Saturday said, well, how do I do that? In other words, somehow I think she imagined we expected her to go to the State House and have a meeting or something. No, it's not that at all. You invite your legislator or legislators in for a session with a library director and one or two trustees, and you sit and you tell them, you know, what you want because you need it and why you need it this coming fiscal year. And you need to do that, and I'm putting that challenge effectively to all of you as well, as Greg did earlier, thank you. What you need to do is you need to do it twice. You don't need to do it once, because the first time you need to do it is now. The administrative budget, that is from the governor's side, is in creation right now. You need to do it now so that that budget allows enough moving room so that when the legislators get to do their budget and they carefully put aside the administrative budget and do their own, you need to make sure that your legislator knows that the $7 million in state aid 5 years ago is long since spent and not enough to meet the demands of today. We need at least 10, and I think based on technology, we're now talking about $11 million in that line item of the budget, which is state aid, and it goes to every one of your libraries directly. And it's safeguarded so that the towns, municipalities, in their desperation, and they do have desperate straits, can't touch it. It's your money. It's not big state aid. It's little state aid, and it's your money. So you need to tell your legislators that you would like to see that increase, because in my town sense, 5 years ago, it was like $60,000, which came in very handy. And now it's under $30,000, and it's not moving. There is availability of funds more this year than there have been in the last couple of years. And we need to make sure we make the legislators are aware that we know that. And we expect them to do something a little bit better than they have done beyond the affection that they've expressed in terms of putting more meat in those budgets. The other one is technology. We've all talked and are afraid of what e-books are going to do to us or for us. And we really need to not only keep the funds flowing for the pilot program, but in anticipation of bigger, more expensive content programs reflecting the astronomic rise in e-content demand at the library level. And that's the technology program as far as our state level budget is concerned. So if you would be so good as to keep that in mind and just call your legislators, invite them into the library. In Arlington, and I have to pay some due credit to another Arlington native, Cindy Dementia from New Reporters here. Cindy and Mary Ellen Loud, who since retired, invited our legislators in. They carefully did it on a Tuesday or a Thursday, which should be a quiet day, and they didn't make sure. They were very delighted to see that all the PCs were in use and all the customers are reading the newspapers. It was a busy show of use of libraries. And so we have no lack of affection from our legislators, but we have to tell them also now's the time to give us some money for what we really need in libraries. Thank you for your time.